This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use
Yes, we are all familiar with that by now.
Sinatra? Oh, you mean this guy?
The screaming whenever someone talks about having to take air transportation anywhere in this country. And to talk to us about it is Mark Scribner. He's a senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, and he focuses on transportation policy issues. Mark, you have probably had a really busy week so far.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Yeah, it's a little busier than I expected with Congress and recess at all.
You know, mass transportation in this country in general, not just the planes, but the trains as well. I've taken transit. They don't seem to be as bad. Flying, I think most of us can agree, is just a soul-sucking experience at this point in the game. You're blessed if you get your luggage at the other end and it hasn't been destroyed. They barely throw water at you. You don't even get peanuts or pretzels anymore. How can we turn this around? This has culminated, obviously, now with them beating you and dragging you from planes. So it's been a downward spiral. How do we reverse this?
Well, I think there's quite a few things they could do. But what I was focusing on in response to the United's, what I called their remarkably poor customer service, was a lack of airline competition, and that's due to longstanding government policies. So I propose eliminate these barriers to entry and allow more competition, and I expect, just as you'd see in any other market, that you would see improved service and lower prices.
Is there a lot of pent-up demand, do you think, for new airlines to come on board? I mean, it seems like over the years that things have been tougher and tougher for airlines financially to the point where they've had to really cut their rates pretty low and cut out services. But you think that regulation is really holding them back here?
Well, the big difference is between what we've seen in the domestic market, and we've seen a lot of consolidation and rationalization there. The big difference is that we prohibit foreign competition along domestic routes, and we also greatly limit foreign ownership of U.S. flag air carriers. So I propose that we should eliminate both of those restrictions, let the foreign guys in. And if you look at customer satisfaction ratings of air travelers around the world, you see that a number of foreign carriers are at the top, and our U.S. flag carriers are not doing so well. So I propose to let those better guys come in and see where the chips fall.
Why does the government have such a stranglehold on our airlines?
So this really goes back to the 1920s, 1930s, and really back to a law called the Air Commerce Act of 1926. And Congress enacted that at a time when the airline industry was in its infancy. And, you know, they may have had there was a plausible basis at the time from protecting a nascent domestic industry from foreign competition. But the U.S. airline industry is anything but in its infancy today. So I think, whatever the reasons behind these 1920s restrictions, I don't think they hold water anymore.
Do you think in the age of Trump that your argument is going to be any more effective? I mean, President Trump very clearly ran on a populist message. He kind of encouraged, like, hey, we need to figure out a way to work to the benefit of American companies and not to the benefit of foreign companies. It doesn't seem like now would be the moment for much political appetite to bring in foreign airlines to sort of run the show here in the United States.
Unfortunately, no, although that doesn't really change much. I mean, you know, people have been calling for an end to this anti-competitive law, these anti-competitive laws for decades with little success. The airline industry and its unions are quite powerful and have been quite successful at keeping out foreign competitors. But I think, you know, whenever we talk about putting American companies first, I think we need to be careful at the very least about putting Americans last. And unfortunately, we have too much emphasis on what is the health of this specific airline company? What about the workforce? Well, I say, what about the consumers?
Yeah, absolutely. And I love your idea of competition. I think that that's a wonderful thing. And it would allow more people. They could be smaller airlines, but they still would fly. I think back to the days of People's Express, which was, I thought, a fantastic airline. And people are saying, well, if you don't like it, then don't boycott United. Well, where are you going to go? There aren't that many airlines left, so you don't have a lot of choices. So there is somewhat of a monopoly going on here. Can you clarify for us what the laws are regarding bumping passengers? Can they bump them once they've already sat their butt on the seat in the plane?
Well, you know, so that is actually going to be, you know, there's a couple of interesting wrinkles in the United case, whether or not the boarding procedures were properly followed. The definite, you know, so overbooking is permitted, and that's a standard airline practice. But whether or not United followed its contract of carriage, whether or not there's another regulation that requires that passengers comply with crew member instructions, and they can't interfere with official duties of crew members. And I suspect Dr. Dow's attorneys are going to dispute that the way that the United personnel handled this was them carrying out their legitimate duties, as under federal law. So I think that, we're waiting for more details on exactly what happened, but I suspect that there's going to be a lot of litigation, and United is going to have to answer some of these tough questions.
Do you have any opinion on whether airlines are overly empowered when it comes to just dealing with average citizens? In this case, there's a lot of people making the case like, hey, well, this was legal. It was well within the rights of the airline to act this way. But is it your opinion that the law's in the right place when it comes to, you know, the way airlines handle their passengers?
So I think, you know, when you purchase a ticket, you are agreeing to the contract of carriage that is out there. It's a private contract that the airlines and airline customers engage in.
Sure.
I think there's been a lot of misguided calls for more regulation. But I completely disagree. I think we haven't gone far enough. The purpose of the Airline Deregulation Act of 1978 was to harness market forces and rather than having regulation dictate airline industry practices. I completely agree with that sentiment. I just don't think it's gone far enough, particularly with respect to foreign competition.
And is it necessarily foreign competition? Because the American carriers have pretty much been decimated, as I said, to just a handful of carriers. Would opening it up now create this void? The foreign carriers come in, and then it makes it harder for American-owned carriers to compete.
Well, I think there's other competitive issues other than the direct federal restrictions on foreign ownership and foreign service of domestic routes. I think there's a lot of problems at airports, and these are more indirect bad results of government policy. But I think we could do a lot to improve competition at airports, and that could allow a lot more some of these smaller airlines, low-cost competing airlines to come in and really compete with these legacy carriers. So I think there's absolutely a lot more we can do to enhance competition in the U.S. And I'm not saying it's just a lack of foreign competition, but there are these other sort of indirect policies or indirect effects of government policies that a lot of people don't think about. And I think a big problem is at our airports today.
Well, Mark Scribner, thank you so much. We appreciate your time here. And I'm sure that you're going to have a very busy couple of days, if not weeks, coming up. Mark Scribner, Senior Fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin-star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.